Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and today is an emergency edition of the End Zone Podcast. In the wee hours of last night, Antonio Brown was traded to the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders, for a third and fifth round pick. Now, I want to cover this because, as many of you know, the AB saga has completely worn me out. I have lost tons of respect for Brown as a player, and just this whole situation by him couldn't have been handled any worse. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I'm here to talk about the way it ended, and that is with Antonio Brown on a new team. And if you look at it, Antonio Brown is the biggest win. People try to sift out winners and losers. Antonio Brown is the biggest winner. He got off of the Steelers, which was his number one goal, and he became the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, making $50 million over his next contract, which is a just really insane deal that the Raiders were able to give him because they had the cap space to do it. He won in every sense of the word. There is no way that you can look at this deal and not say Antonio Brown definitely won it, because he did. He got off the team. He became the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. He is making all the money that he could possibly want to make right now. And I mean, good for the Raiders being able to go out and pick up Antonio Brown. If you look at it from a pure talent perspective, the Raiders did very well in this trade. They got probably the first or second best wide receiver in the league for a third round pick and a fifth round pick. And you think about what they've done over the past year, and a lot of people can get on the Raiders for trading away Mac and trading away Cooper, and you can laugh at John Gruden's moves all you want, but the Raiders, within a year, have essentially flipped Amari Cooper, a third and a fifth, for Antonio Brown and a first-round pick. Like, that's pretty insane when you look at the deal that way, and it's clear that the Raiders are doing something right. This is Mike Mayock's first move as the Raiders GM, and I'm inclined to say that the Raiders, who a month ago we viewed as a total laughingstock, are kind of heading in the right direction. They went out and they got one of the most prized assets of this. He wasn't even a free agent, but of this offseason, in Antonio Brown. They snagged one of the top three available players via trade or otherwise this offseason, and they got him to a deal. They still have $63 million in cap space, and I don't think the Raiders are done yet. And here's what I think is next for the Raiders, because they got AB at a steal of a rate to pair with Derek Carr. Now, they need other weapons, true. They had a very good tight end last year. They don't need to upgrade at tight end. They are good on the offensive line. I think Derek Carr is good enough of a quarterback, but they still have holes to fill on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball. So my plea to the Oakland Raiders is be aggressive during free agency, because your window with trading for Antonio Brown, you have told the NFL, our window is now. You have given yourself a 2-year window before Brown drops off. Go out. You have 3 first round picks. If Odell Beckham is truly on the trade market, and this was a take that Brian Willis had, and I completely agree with it. If you can somehow get Odell Beckham for a first round pick, go out and get him. Put Odell Beckham and Antonio Brown on the same team. That would be so fun to watch. You have $63 million in cap space. Go out and sign Le'Veon Bell. Go out and sign Earl Thomas. Go out and sign Ronald Darby. Sign all the free agents that you can. Fill the holes on your defense. Go find a pass rusher in off free agency and draft someone at four to be the guy that pressures the quarterback for you, go hard this offseason. Make the big moves. And I think with this Antonio Brown move, the Raiders have signaled they are going to be a major player. We talked last show on just Friday about where the top 10 free agents will land. I only have one going to the Oakland Raiders. I could see them going out and getting more than that. I think Le'Veon Bell is a good fit. I think they have a good enough offensive line that Bell could succeed in Oakland. And I think the time is now for the Raiders. You are in a very interesting spot. You are in this purgatory between going to Las Vegas and staying at home. Give those fans in Oakland, who you are going to play in front of for one more year, who will remain intensely loyal, because the Raiders have, I as much as I personally as a Broncos fan dislike Raiders and Raiders fans, they have the, I would argue, one of the most passionate fan bases in the league for a team that continually treats their fan base like total, let's just say it, like total crap. They do not treat their fans well. They have completely abandoned them in this route, in this move to Las Vegas. They kind of ruined them by trading their two best players last year and have just given them insanely crappy football over the years. They've been one of the league's most consistent non-playoff teams and non-competitive teams outside of the 2015 year. Go out. Don't do your fans a disservice. Go out, sign players, be aggressive in free agency. And I think if the Raiders are aggressive in free agency, they can legitimately make a challenge to be that second AFC wildcard team next year. Now, I don't think anyone's going to dethrone the Chiefs in that division. But I think you have a tremendous opportunity if you're the Raiders, because the Broncos are a dumpster fire. The Chargers are an aging team with aging players and an aging quarterback. And if you can take advantage of that and put your team suddenly to being that second best team in the division behind the Chargers, frankly, let's put it the way it is, they missed their window. The window is closed for the Los Angeles Chargers. I will probably be back in on the Los Angeles Chargers by next year, but for right now, if you look at what their roster is, it's aging, and you might be losing Tyrell Williams to free agency, and who knows if Melvin Gordon's going to be the same guy. He certainly wasn't throughout the end of last year when he got that knee injury. I just think that the Raiders have a chance right now to totally change the complexion of the AFC West. And if they're aggressive, I think they can do it, because they can build the defense through the draft. That's what Mayock's there for. And if they can be aggressive and grab maybe Bell in free agency or another speedy wide receiver like Jamison Crowder in free agency, the Raiders could suddenly be a really interesting team into 2019. And they have already made themselves an interesting team going into 2019. As for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to say, I don't know how to feel about this move for the Steelers, because on a talent perspective, sure, you lost, for sure. You lost one of the best wide receivers in the league. But I think this team's more coherent now. Their two biggest headaches off the field are going to leave. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are going to leave. And I feel like the Steelers are good enough at evaluating talent that they will draft someone and they will not miss a beat. I feel like they are a team that you cannot sleep on in 2019. I think they may Addition by subtraction sounds stupid, I know, but you look at teams throughout the history of the NFL who trade players who are not good fits off the field. History shows that chemistry gets better when you do that. If you can get the Steelers to have this us against the world mentality, James Washington can be a guy who fills in at that second spot fine. He showed flashes last year. I like James Washington a lot more than other people like James Washington. Juju Smith-Schuster was a top 10 NFL wide receiver last year. Let's not lie about it. His numbers were really good if from a fantasy perspective of things, and I know I don't usually talk about fantasy. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a heck of a steal. You could probably get him in the fourth or fifth round, and he is going to be a number one wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers next year, and he's going to be really good. He is going to be the guy, and I think he can carry that load. You look at his numbers in 2018, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns, like, that's pretty insane. He took a huge jump as far as his receptions went from his rookie year. Juju Smith-Schuster is a insanely good player to have if you're the Steelers, and I think that they won't miss a beat. I think Ben's still got it. I think the line is still good. I think James Conner is a good enough replacement back for Le'Veon Bell. He's obviously not as good as Bell, but they can succeed with him. I think that the Steelers, you go out, you sign someone cheap in free agency, again, a Jamison Crowder, a Michael Crabtree. You restock your depth at wide receiver, and you go at it again in 2019, because I believe this team is going to be just as good. And even without Le'Veon Bell, and they don't have a ton of salary cap room to maneuver with. They don't. They only have about $11 million of cap room to work with in 2019. But you can do a ton of stuff with $11 million. Go out, sign a cheaper free agent, and actually looking at this changed one here. I was looking at over the cap for a moment, but Sportac has him at actually $16 million. Oh, but $11 million at an actual. All right, so you look at them and they have enough cap to go out and sign some depth guys in free agency, and I think they'll be able to kind of bounce back in 2019. I think that to say the Steelers are done after losing Brown is foolish, because I think they have a lot of stuff left in the tank, and I think they're going to be successful even without him this year. That's it. So thank you guys for listening. Just one or two other things that have come out over the past few days. Carlos Hyde signing with the Chiefs. I love Carlos Hyde. I have long said he's one of the most overrated, the most underrated backs in the league. And I honestly think that he is going to fit in really well in Kansas City. Reports are Anthony Barr to Detroit. I kind of like that move. Detroit definitely needs some help at linebackers. And if Detroit makes one or two free agent moves on the defense, they could quietly have a really scary defense next year. They're a team to kind of watch in free agency, in my opinion. I could definitely, because I think Bob Quinn is GMing for his job right now, and I think they are going to be more aggressive than once originally thought. All right, so that is it for this episode of the Enzo Podcast. We will be back, I am going to say, Tuesday or Monday night, look for a show because the legal tampering period will start tomorrow. We'll get a ton of deals in and stuff to talk about at that point. So look out for an episode then. Until then, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.